Today, the Italian Caritas organization, together with the Migrantes Foundation, released their annual report, which regards the statistics of migrants and asylum seekers to Italy. What in this report struck you most this year and why?
It is to be seen in the context of the economic crisis in Italy and the whole of Southern Europe, which has, of course, an effect also on employment of migrants and also up to which point Italy is today a country to be attractive for migrants to come here if their wish is to find a job in the country. I would say almost surprisingly, the result is that the total number of migrants and foreigners in general in Italy has not diminished during 2011. To the contrary, has had a slight increase, just above 5 million people. That includes also persons from the European Union and, of course, also migrants from countries in Europe that are not part of the European Union. So if we take from the overall number of 5 million out those who are European Union citizens, which is 1,370,000, we come still to quite an elevated number of migrants being legally present in the country. It is also confirmed that the biggest community among the migrants continues to be the Moroccans, with more than 500,000 people, but also, of course, an impressive number, I would say, of Chinese, almost 300,000. Italy is hosting or is an immigration country for Chinese citizens more than any other member state of the European Union. With regard to the asylum figures, which are included also in this, report, as it is known, in 2011, due to the crisis in North Africa, the number came up to some 37,000 asylum seekers, mostly those arriving from Libyan and Tunisian coasts by boat over to Lampedusa. This is, I repeat, a figure relating to 2011. This year, the number of asylum seekers will certainly come very much down, very much down. We have not yet, of course, a total number. And also the number of arrivals in Lampedusa and in the Sicilian coast have been diminishing dramatically. So it is to be taken as a peak, let's say, in 2011 due to the specific events and to the Arab Spring.
Would you say that the work of all these immigrants has a big impact on Italian economy today?
Certainly, yes. Certainly, yes. It is surprising to see that even under conditions on so heavy stress on the labor market, proportionally, more migrants have found employment than Italian citizens, in particular, of course, in areas of the labor market that normally Italians do not want to go in. And also the overall number of unoccupied persons is not so enormous with respect to the Italian population. We speak about 12% of unoccupied migrants with respect of slightly more than 10% among the Italian active population.
And what about the birth rate?
The birth rate is certainly particularly more elevated than among the Italian population. This is also due to the fact that increasingly over the last year among the migrants there is a female population from particular countries, in particular from Asian countries, Philippines, the Chinese, and so on, but also more and more from some African countries, not so much the North African countries.
Am I mistaken, or does this report shine the light on both the legal migrants and asylum seekers and the illegal, should we call them illegal immigrants in Italy? And what is their proportion, do you know?
It is in the nature of undocumented migrants that it is very difficult to estimate their number. The most reasonable estimation speaks about around 500,000 persons that are undocumented. Part of this population had a legal residence and work permit in Italy, but have lost their legal status due to the loss of job. In Italy, you can remain in a legal situation only 6 months after that you are unemployed, and after that you would not have renewed your residence permit. So this is part of the of this population, but there has been in the recent weeks going on a kind of labor amnesty under a specific law, especially in the domestic sector of the labor market and housekeeping and taking care of elderly people. So the number of undocumented will be reduced probably by around 100,000 persons.
You were saying that Italy is in fact a port, if not of arrival, of transit for many. Would you say that the infrastructures and the legislation for the people who arrive, for example, in Lampedusa is adequate?
No, it is certainly not adequate. It is to mention that in a number of court decisions in Germany and other European countries, transfer of asylum seekers to Italy under the Dublin regulation was suspended, is suspended, and in the court decision it is said that there are not basic conditions for reception of asylum seekers and less so for integration of recognized refugees in Italy. So this is a very worrying scenario, and certainly in particular the programs for facilitating integration also of recognized refugees and also of migrants is absolutely poor, not to say it's totally lacking.
And yet you were saying, if I'm not mistaken, that these people are in fact necessary for Italian economy, right?
Well, it is an important source in the economy. The impact of migrants and the whole of the active population is more than 12%. And also to mention that there is an impressive number of small enterprises created by migrants, which is far bigger than those created over the last year by Italians proportionally.
On a final note, I see that over 50% of football players are non-Italians in Italy.
Yes, this, I hope, let's say, increases a more positive attitude in the public opinion regarding migrants. And it is also to mention that that recently a famous football club was sanctioned by court to pay a fine because of a racist attitude in the stadium during a football game. So it's, there is a positive development, certainly, and it is just a sign that also in leisure and sportive activities, the migrants give an important contribution.
Thank you very, very much, Christopher. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, you know, precisely today, this afternoon, we will have a public demonstration in the city of Rome, in the center of the city of Rome, regarding more than 25,000 asylum seekers who came last year from Africa and who are still in reception centers all over the country after more than 18 months without really envisaging a solution for them. The emergency law will finish in 2 months' time. There will no financial resources anymore for these persons, and they risk to fall into the situation of undocumented migrants after such a long time of having been received in Italy, and very, very quickly a solution must be found for them.
So welcome the Pope's voice and the Church's voice as well, that reaches out to all migrants as human beings with equal dignity.
Sure, sure. And I must say the Church organizations have contributed a lot in this operation with regard to the North African emergency situation, and they will be also present, some of them, this afternoon in this demonstration.